Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Kishore. I'm here to present an evaluation of crop insurance choices for cotton producers in Texas High Plains under 2014 Farm Bill by constructing representative cotton farms. Like in the talk before the break, it was about Farm Bill 2014. I'll say a little bit about that and then move on to my topic of my results, data and results. Okay. For 2014 Farm Bill, there are for protection of the risk management for the producers, cotton producers, there's Title I and Title 11 for the crop insurance program. In Title I, it's PLC, price loss coverage, and area risk coverage. Both are not eligible for cotton producers. So for cotton producers, it's mostly federal crop insurance program. That's DPLOS insurance product, your individual coverage, that common crop insurance product, area risk protection insurance plan, shallow loss product, that's the new product, that's supplementary coverage options, endorsement, and stacked income protection plan. In common crop insurance policy, it's a revenue protection, yield protection, revenue protection with harvest price exclusion. Coverage start from 50 to 85% and subsidies. If you choose basic and optional unit, the minimum is at 85 with 38% subsidy, and at 50% coverage, 67% subsidy. But the thing about the new policy is you can choose irrigated separately, enterprise unit, and dryland separately as enterprise unit. So for enterprise unit, you have higher subsidy for on premium up to 70% coverage. The 80% subsidy is on the premium up to 70% coverage. For the area risk protection plan, insurance plan, it's the same as individual plan, but the trigger is and the payment is indemnity paid under the area yield, that's county area yield. Area revenue protection, area yield protection, area revenue protection with harvest price exclusion. Coverage starts from 70% to 90%, subsidy is 59% up to 51% for 90% coverage. The subsidy in the area risk protection insurance plan is lower compared to the shallow loss program, which is SCO and stacks. For SCO, it's 65% subsidy for any coverage level you choose. And SCO is endorsement product, that is, whatever the product is underlying policy, CCIP, yield protection, revenue protection with harvest price exclusion, that is, on top of that, you'll get the SCO. The coverage level is continuous from where your underlying policy stops, up to 86%. You have 14% loss on the when you take SCO endorsement. And the protection factor is 100%. There is no choice on protection factor. As compared to stacks, you have from 80 to 120% protection factor choice. The stacks has two products, revenue protection and revenue protection with harvest price exclusion. You can take stacks as separately as a standalone product or with your underlying policy area product or CCIP individual products. You can choose any combination of those to get your stacks policy. Your coverage level starts from 70% to 90%, but your coverage can be a 5% interval between 70 and 90. Its minimum is 5% and maximum is 20%. You can get 80 to 85% coverage or 90 to 70% or any combination of that between 90 to 70% coverage on top of, that's the top shallow cover. And subsidy is 80% for whatever coverage range you choose. And protection factor, again, it's 80 to 120%. It can be 81, 82, 83, up to 120%. What we did was we did this panel survey among a producer of Lynn County for a dryland cotton farm and Hockley County for dryland and irrigated cotton farm. It's a mixed farm. We also looked at the high productive, high yield farm and low yielding farm, how the insurance choice differs for high productivity farm and low productivity farm. These are the data we collected, some of the data we collected from the survey. For the low productive farm, is low on average mean. For high productive farm, there is higher on average mean, and the county is in between high average and low average mean. Like for Hockley County, they have on acres, they are low on acres, and most of the producers are producing on shared land acres. And the yields are again for high yielding and low yielding and county yield. The county yield is in between high yielding farm and low yielding farm for irrigated and as well as dry land. All right. So what we did is we simulated a crop insurance scenario for high yielding dry land cotton farm for Linn County, low yielding dry land cotton farm for Linn County as enterprise unit. For dryland cotton only, and for Hockley County, we did enterprise unit, high yielding dryland and cotton, irrigated cotton farm, and low yielding dryland and irrigated cotton farm. Looking at the results, this is the risk neutral results where producers try to maximize the profit. If the producer is taking only the underlying policy, that is revenue protection, yield protection, revenue protection with harvest price exclusion, the optimal will be revenue protection at 75% coverage. But if you're looking at over all the choices for the cotton producer, SCO underlying policy, standalone underlying policy, SCO endorsement, stacks with underlying policy, not standalone, but with underlying policy, the optimal will be stacks revenue protection with underlying policy revenue protection. And the coverage for underlying policy is 70%, 75%, and from 75% to 90% is stacks with 120% protection factor. That's the optimal for risk neutral, high yielding dryland cotton farm. If you look at the low yielding dryland cotton farm, it's the same, the results are the same. The choice is 75% revenue protection if you choose underlying policy only, and if you choose stacks or SCO or any other choices, you'll get higher net return from stacks revenue protection with revenue protection as underlying policy from 70% to 75% stacks with 120% protection factor and 75% underlying policy revenue protection. Looking at the Hockley County high yield dry land and irrigated farm, again here also optimal is stacks revenue protection with 120% revenue protection at 70% coverage as underlying policy, and stacks starting from 70 to 90% with 120% protection factor. And looking at this, the revenue is again the 75% for if you choose only underlying policy, the optimal will be the 75% coverage. For SCO, you can see that it's 50%. The optimal will be at 50% revenue protection, and from 50% to 86% is the SCO protection. It's because of the premium prices, higher for the underlying policy and it's lower for the SCO. That's the reason the optimal will be for above, for 50% at underlying policy for SCO if you are looking at taking only SCO. But the most optimal is revenue protection with revenue protection stacks. Again, looking at the low-yielding Hockley County dry land and irrigated cotton farm, stacks revenue protection, the same, often 70% under revenue protection, 70 to 90% stacks revenue protection with 120% protection factor is the optimal compared to any other choices. If you are looking at the underlying policy only, it's 75% revenue protection. And you can see in this one, the revenue protection, if you are looking at the revenue protection with harvest price exclusion, for before, for high yielding farm, it was 80% optimal. For this one, it's 70% optimal. That is because for lower yield, you can get higher benefit from lower coverage in lower yielding farm. Looking at the risk-averse producers, the benefit is higher due to the variance. The results are same as compared to risk neutral. We can see the revenue protection at 75%, tax revenue protection at 75 to 90%, 120% protection. The benefit or no insurance is higher due to the variance and the premium they pay for the expected loss. Same results for low yield dryland cotton farm for Lynn County. It's 75% underlying policy, 75 to 90% stacks, revenue protection with 120% protection factor. For Hockley County dryland yield and dryland and irrigated cotton farm, 70%. For Lynn County, you can see 75% was optimal. And for Hockley County, the mixed dryland and irrigated farm is 70 to 90 stacks with 120% coverage and 70% underlying policy. And similarly, for low, it's the same, 70% underlying policy revenue protection, 70 to 90% stacks revenue protection with 120% protection factor. So these are preliminary results, and what we see from there is tax revenue protection with underlying revenue protection is always optimal for farm that we considered. And sometime on our simulation scenario, it shows that sometimes the SCO endorsement will pay less compared to underlying policy due to the cost of premium for SCO. And the premium cost for SCO is relatively higher compared to tax premium due to the higher subsidy for tax compared to SCO. What we'll try to do for the future work is to see the effect of train-adjusted APH yield, which have impact on the APH value for the producers, to see how that will impact the choices of crop insurance for the cotton producers on the regions. Thank you. Questions? Yeah. We assume the constant relative risk aversion function and use the coefficient of risk aversion from 0 for risk neutral and 2 for risk averse. Thank you.